Currently at the Soho Rep is a provocative new show called, and I'm going to give you the full title, we are proud to present a presentation about the Herero of Namibia, formerly known as Southwest Africa, from the German Südwest Africa, between the years 1914-1915. It's about an interracial theater company that's improvising a show about a little-known genocide that occurred in that German colony. And as the troupe struggles to develop the historical material, interpersonal tension and racial conflicts emerge. It's at the Soho Rep at Walker Street, just south of Canal, until December 16th, and I'm very pleased that it brings playwright Jackie Sibley's Drury and director Eric Ting to our show to talk about this remarkable production. Welcome.
Thanks, Leonard.
Should I assume that the facts presented in the play are true?
Yes, depending on what your version of truth is.
So, historically, are you dealing with the first genocide of the 20th century?
Exactly. It's a little known genocide that happened in an African colony, present day Namibia. And I'm not exactly sure why it's so unknown, but I thought the fact that it's committed by Germany against genocide committed by Germany was surprising to me, that it was less known in this country.
Because this predates the Holocaust, but at the same, and this is not done by the Nazis.
No, but it's done by the people that taught the Nazis. It's sort of like a one generation removed.
Well, we're kind of we know a little more about how the Belgians dealt with their colonies. Although, to be honest, how much do we discuss about even the current situations in Africa? We look the other way with Rwanda. The world did little about it. Did little about what happened in Sierra Leone, Liberia, currently Congo and Mali, both really troubled countries, and we say that's really sad, but that's it.
Well, I think it's also really difficult. I mean, with the whole trying to figure out how to or when to call something a genocide in terms of the legal issues around that, the international relations around that. And I think that the larger the scale of an atrocity, the harder it is to actually directly relate to it.
Now, Eric, where is Namibia? Is that in East Africa?
It's in Southwest Africa. Mm-hmm. So it's I'm always quoting a line from the play, but it's located just north of South Africa. Mm-hmm. As it was a German colony at the time. I mean, I think one of the amazing things about Namibia is that we actually there's all these conversations around reparations in Namibia right now, the Namibian government, and we actually not too long ago had the Namibian ambassador attend a performance of Jackie's play and actually shared sort of some thoughts afterwards.
Now, Jackie said we're not 100% clear what happened. What do we know happened?
Well, I think the interesting thing about the play, Jackie's play, is that it holds that question in a way at its heart, that it is both about the genocide and simultaneously not about the genocide, that really what it's following is this company of young actors sort of trying to tell the story of these people and trying to find the ways to articulate it.
And the people are the Herero.
Yes.
Were they the major tribe in the colony?
They were one of the major tribes in the colony. One of the other major tribes is called the Nama, and they also were victims of the genocide.
Do they survive today, both these tribes?
Yes.
But did the German make distinctions between the tribes, or the sort of thing that we saw in Rwanda with the Tutsis and the Hutus?
Exactly that. They sort of went in, and there is some evidence that they thought of the Herero as being physically different from some of the other tribes, and sort of did that thing that happens so often in colonialism where you take one tribe and give them all the resources and sort of turn the other tribes against them and encourage a civil war so you can sort of take control of the geography.
And in Rwanda, it was because the Tutsi were seen as being more like Europeans. Same situation here?
Yeah, very similar.
So how did you come upon this information?
Embarrassingly, I have to say that I was just sort of messing around on Google, and I think that I Googled black people in Germany and sort of expecting to find something else. And within the first page of hits, there was a genocide that I had never heard of before and sort of became very interested in researching it.
Well, Germany had lost its colonies after World War I.
Yes.
In Africa, but they had been a major player for a while.
Yes, and like the conference that divided up Africa happened in Berlin. So there is a huge German colonial history.
But then you didn't write a more conventional play about this situation.
Right. Yes.
You present it as a presentation.
Yeah, I got really interested in thinking, as I was writing the play originally, thinking about my Americanness in writing it, and realizing both that a lot of the information that I had access to was flawed in some ways, like the main first person, or the main research that you can find about the genocide was produced by a pamphlet, or produced by the British government in a pamphlet during World War I. So it's sort of this anti-German propaganda pamphlet.
As if the British were not culpable for similar actions.
Exactly.
In Africa. But you said you were aware of your Americanness, and Erica, you are Chinese, I assume?
Chinese-American, yes.
So we have an African-American and a Chinese-American involved in a play that in which really neither of you can have total insight. And that's part of what the play is about, isn't it?
Exactly.
The actors have to try to figure out who their characters are. At the same time, they can never really understand what those people went through.
Exactly. You can feel empathy for something without being able to take ownership over the story. And that's, I think, a part of what the play is about.
But are we calling it a play and not a presentation?
I go back and forth.
had the two of you worked together before?
No, this is our first time together. We started together on this play, working on a production at Victory Gardens in Chicago, which was an absolute keystone in the development of this play. And their support of Jackie's work is really phenomenal. But the real gift was coming down here and continuing that work at Soho Rep, where Sarah Benson continues to take risks every day.
So when you say develop the play, the play is something that has been worked on by the two of you and also by the actors? Has there been a collaborative aspect to it? Because that's the feeling of the play.
Right, right. I would say that the text of the play, in large part, already existed before we went into this rehearsal process. And that's a text that I went over deeply with Eric, both in Chicago at the production and also in workshops and things like that before that production. But then all of the sort of movement elements, the sound design, the projection design, the videos, like the presentation aspects, are all things that were created collaboratively, directed by Eric and filled out by the company.
What was your biggest challenge in making this thing work?
I think the biggest thing is one of the things that Jackie's play asks of the actors is to be genuine and real on stage. And I think that's always a hard thing for actors to really confront, because they're so accustomed to putting on a character, to putting on the mask of a role. And I think what we kept coming back to was really making sure that each of the individuals, and this is a fierce, fierce and fearless company, that each of them brought as much of themselves into the room as possible, and so that we see them on stage.
Because you suggested that in developing the backstories for their characters, that they look into their own lives. Did you cast them with that in mind?
We did. We did. The casting process was really different, I think, than most traditional play casting processes, where it's not like they just sort of performed a monologue. We had a conversation.
Does the struggles that the actors have with the story mirror the struggles the two of you had in writing it and directing it?
I think so. I think in like a sort of a funhouse mirroring way, where it's like they're slightly comedic for some parts and slightly darker in some parts.
And too. We should point out that this play is very funny. despite,
I hope so.
Are you surprised when people laugh at some of the things? I mean, we're talking about a horrific situation.
But I think that people laugh at horrific things all the time. And like Mel Brooks made his entire career about making jokes about the Holocaust.
So. Well, aren't there places where we should feel a little guilty laughing?
Yeah, but I think that comedy and tragedy are very closely linked, and it's about having an honest reaction to something.
But I also think you may be lulling your audience into a false sense of security by doing that.
That might be true.
Still, in the end, do you think that the venue of the rehearsal room lends itself to humor? All those egos and sensitivities in one place? Because this is about people working on developing a play, right?
Yeah. I think what's really been great about the environmental setting of the Soho Rep production is that, I think the audience both feels uncomfortable and comfortable, that on some level, in this really tight space, they really do feel like flies on the wall. They're invisible in the space, and they're watching these actors unfold. And because they believe the actors are in a private place, they feel comfortable laughing at them. They feel free to laugh at them.
My guests are Eric Ting, who directed this play that we are discussing, Jackie Sibley Zuri, the playwright. The play is called We Are Proud to Present a Presentation about the Herero of Namibia, formerly known as Southwest Africa, from the German Sud-West Africa between the years 1914-1915. And Jackie, you must have known that that was going to cause almost as much trouble as the play last year that was called the Something with the Hat.
Yes. It didn't. But I have to honestly say it didn't completely occur to me. I just sort of thought that this group of actors would come up with a really long title if you'd make a decision by committee where everyone's like, oh, but you have to include this and you have to include that. And that was sort of the impetus behind having such a long, long title.
You have an interesting note about how the violence was to be handled in the show.
Yeah, that was something that that came out of a conversation with Eric, actually, at the very beginning when we were talking about stage violence versus real violence. There are amazing fight choreographers that can make fights on stage look very realistic. But I was more concerned with having instead of having something be the most dramatic, having it seem the most real and therefore dangerous, so that you actually thought that if someone takes a full swing at someone, you know that they're not actually punching them in the face on stage. But if someone sort of takes a small tap at them, you know that action, that direct hit is real.
And that can hurt too.
And that can hurt, yes.
Also psychologically.
Yes.
The audience members don't have assigned seats. They bring folding chairs in with them. And the actors come in at the same time. So you're really breaking down that wall.
Well, that's all Eric.
I think it's just every opportunity that we have, I think, in this very live art form to subvert expectations is always a good thing. I think that we as an audience can sometimes be too passive. And so whatever opportunity we have to make our experience more active, I think only adds to the experience, only deepens the experience in the end.
And you use video projection as well.
We do use video projection.
But only one of the characters has a name.
Yes.
Why Sarah? Naming after Sarah Benson, the head of Soho Rep?
I hope that she doesn't think that. She might be very offended. That's sort of because I think in the process of trying to create the play, they end up sort of eroding the identities of some of the people that they're working with.
Is it possible for a show about a genocide about which very little has been documented not to be co-opted in America by our own racial politics?
I don't think it is. I found it difficult to try to write about something that dealt with something that is black versus white and not think about America as I was writing it. It's very difficult, I think, to take yourself out of the racial context of this country.
Were the white actors more reluctant to use themselves in this play than the black actors? Because they play the perpetrators of the genocide rather than the victims.
It's difficult to play the perpetrator, isn't it? No one wants to think of themselves as being in that position. And I think that the white actors in the play are very brave and very self-aware and very strong. And we had really difficult conversations about that because some of the actors in the play have personal ties to the Holocaust and find it very, very difficult to be put into the role of perpetrator. But they manage to, for the greater good, for the cause of the play, to make the play what it had to be.
Now, what kind of theatrical troupe did you imagine we'd be watching? University theater, community theater, professional theater? Would the play come out differently depending on the answer to that question?
I like to think so. I think it's neat to think about it in different ways of having the play fit on different groups of people, sort of like a coat, or I don't know. I'm going to go with coat. But yeah, that it's something that is adjustable depending on who's in it.
What's the relationship between the actors in terms of leadership? is there a director? I mean, other than you, Eric?
You know, I think one of the greatest compliments that we've heard from an audience member since we've started performances is that people don't realize that the play is scripted, that they actually believe that the role of Actor 6, played by Quincy Tyler Bernstein, is actually the director of the piece, and that the text that they've heard unfold in the course of the evening is actually an improvised text. And so I think, yeah.
Well, that's to some degree because these are the kinds of conversations we might very well have when we're in a situation like this, like the white actors claiming that the black actors aren't African. So, you know, everybody is not real in some way.
Exactly.
And then the actors struggle with each other for control, and that's something that we all know about in our everyday lives. We are... we want to thank my guests. They are the playwright responsible for We Are Proud to present a presentation about the Herero of Namibia, formerly known as Southwest Africa, from the German Sudwest Africa between the years 1914 and 1915, and also the director, and that they are Jackie Sibley-Zuri and Eric Ting. It's been a great pleasure having you here. The Soho Rep is on Walker Street, just south of Canal, and the run is until... just a little later in this month.
Yes,
December 16th. They just announced an extension.